This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For America to be great again. Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Now, before I go on with my euphoric support of Trump, he has tacitly, on the surface, backed off his promise to prosecute Hillary. The problem is the president can't make that promise. It's not his position. He just should say he will not stand in the way of the law being carried out. And Sessions has said he will recuse himself. He didn't say, I might, if she's indicted. He says, I will recuse myself, basically, when she's indicted. So that's some good news. But on the surface, that kind of hurts his perfect score of unprecedented delivery of everything he said he would do. And then there's a place where he's wrong, and that's torture. And yes, I know they've been teaching torture for over 100 years. I know that the military has been torturing people for a long time. I know that's not any big secret. The Green Berets would hook, a field radio, kind of crank up to people's genitals and, crank it to get the answers. And, they say torture works. You'd get the answers real quick. The problem is the government that'll do that pretty soon starts doing it for fake confessions. And pretty soon you turn into what you're fighting. So I think it's the only area where Trump's wrong. Here's the problem. Trump knows the military's doing it. He's not going to lie about it. See, that's the difference. And I got to say, it's kind of heaven and hell, isn't it? Because it's very good to hear him be honest about it. But it's not good to then know that he's doing it. But it's still, sickeningly refreshing. And I mean it's sickening but refreshing that he's just honest about it. Donald Trump says torture absolutely works, but does it? And see, I don't like being in the position of CNN breaking down the fact that it doesn't always work. Oh, and folks like the North Koreans do it. I mean, I don't know many people that were in the military in actual combats that didn't torture people. I mean, that's just, it goes on in mass, and they torture right back. And I can't say if I found somebody who doused their kid in gasoline and then had the helicopter land to save them and then blew themselves up or tried to, that person or whoever helped them shouldn't probably get tortured. I'm going to be honest. I would probably, in the, fit of the moment, kill them. But that's the kind of stories that I've had family tell. Just about, you fight adversaries so slimy and so low. Trump says, well, they go low, we go low. But I've got to tell you, she's like the British Prime Minister coming here, being very supportive of Trump and Brexit and the fight against globalism, but she has to add the proviso, we don't torture. Even though British troops do torture people. Maybe they didn't tell her. So, see, Trump knows it's institutionalized, and he's been told by people he respects that, sir, we need this. And so he's so honorable that he won't even lie about it. But then you can say that it's not a good thing. So it's a real paradox. It's one of the biggest paradoxes I've ever seen in my life. That's what you get with Trump, is because he really does what he says he'll do. He really does what he says he'll do. And, quite frankly, if I think something's a distraction, I'm just not even going to go there. And Trump's not going to go there either. But this is the real deal. This is somebody really trying to save the country in its darkest hour. This is our darkest hour since Trenton, New Jersey. Make it or break it for the Republic. And I want to believe he knows what he's doing, but there's that one thing hangs out in the middle that is wrong. And I think it could end up being our downfall if he's openly saying torture is okay, and then there's some type of horrible abuses of children, at Abu Ghraib that happened. And then the people running things that have infiltrated will use that to frame Trump. And I think he's really walking into a trap. He's walking into a trap, and I would say, Mr. President, disavow it. Say, look, I understand sometimes with Al-Qaeda, people get rough, they take the gloves off, but we're not going to codify this into law. You do not codify something like that into law because it's something that shouldn't be done except in extraordinary emergency situations, let's just be honest, where people are going to die, and you're dealing with a scumbag that you know has just killed a bunch of people right in front of you. And if you're going to torture him, you got to kill him after. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. That's what my gut tells me.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right. As everyone knows, InfoWars gets attacked conservatively hundreds of times a day, just in print media and on national television. But sometimes we get attacked thousands of times a day. In the last few days, it's been reaching those numbers. New York Times, CNN, ABC News, CBS, you name it. They go after their main enemies. They say, Alex Jones is a total lying kook. There's no proof of election fraud ever. It's totally insane. Same folks told you that Obamacare was free. Then they say, and Trump's nuts, he gets his info from Alex Jones, which might be true maybe 2% of the time. Yes, Trump sometimes listens to the show, watches videos, reads articles. He reads everything, in his words. So they then try to discredit Trump, and they discredit us with a straw man. And the reason that's important is it's a tactic. They're attacking what they're scared of. Now, if you just joined us in the last hour, I spent 30 minutes laying out major university studies internal Democratic Party memos and even Politico, Bloomberg, you name it, admitting, in their words, their secret weapon is illegals, voting, and changing the Electoral College so that a state represents more votes as a bloc. And admitting that California alone, via illegals, in the last three election cycles, has added more than 4 million people to its voting rolls, because even though they're not voting, they're counted as a block in the Electoral College. It counts the entire population, not just voters. This is total proof that Trump is right. Then we found a bunch of other studies with millions of dead people voting and millions of illegals voting. It's mind-blowing. We just laid it all out for everybody. We're going to take that excise piece from the second half of the first hour and post it as soon as we can to InfoWars.com. So if you're a radio listener, you can share it with your friends and family and see it for yourself, because this is an InfoWar. And we're going to continue to hurt CNN and hurt the Global Crime Syndicate every time Don Lemon comes out and calls Trump a liar and says there's just no proof. It's insane. And he has a Bozo the Clown-looking New York Times guy up there looking like, you know, the cat ate the canary, going, it's just hard to deal with it when a president has no proof and says these things. The problem is there's too much proof. But just like Obamacare said, it had death panels, it had committees that decided who got treatment, bioethics, just like it had 18,000 IRS agents in it to raise taxes on people and have $5,000 penalties that started hitting 2 years ago and phased up to 2017 at $5,000. Ladies and gentlemen, my crew didn't want, a bunch of them didn't want Obamacare, and a bunch of the crew got hit with penalties, and we started getting hit with them last year. Oh, but it doesn't exist. You just get tens of thousands of dollars of notices from the IRS. But you see, Don Lemon's laughing at me because it doesn't exist. See, he said so. He's arrogant, Don Lemon. I just think about how arrogant his head is, how arrogant his face is. I want to play that first again. And then I'm going to play the fact that they're claiming there's Trump's war on media. And then there's a 5-minute CNN clip from last night attacking yours truly, where they say that Trump gets his alternative facts from InfoWars again. And it's the biggest bunch of bull you've ever heard, except for one part. They go, Alex Jones claimed he had press credentials, but they said they haven't been issued to him. I said, we've been offered them and we're going to get them, and I've been talking to folks. It doesn't even matter. They have to give them to me. If we have somebody that lives in D.C., it's a non-issue. But they want to rub with the idea that I lied about that and that we're these losers who are on the outside and aren't press. It's just crazy how they play these games by defining things, but then they go and admit in the piece, but actually, Jones can get the credentials if he wants them. Yeah, I can have 50 people with their credentials. It just doesn't mean they'll be in the front-line White House press corps, which we don't even particularly want to do, except, I don't want to let this cat out of the bag yet, but I don't want to terrorize the mainstream media too much. But I tell you what, just as an experiment, since it freaked you out so much, we're in the process. They reached out to us, top well-known veteran journalists that want to work with InfoWars, that have worked with top publications and currently do, coming to work for us, who've already had White House press credentials. So, you know what, instead of having one, I think I'm going to do three. How's that sound? How's that sound? Just to rub it in. And then I'm going to play clips of you saying I'm lying forever. How's that sound? Kind of like I can play clips of saying that Trump's 15 points ahead in polls and your polls are fake, or that Trump's going to win, or that Trump's going to win Pennsylvania. And you made fun of that a lot, didn't you? Because you think it's all been a joke. Or that, you know what, I'm just going to stop right there. It's just hilarious to watch a bunch of posers, a bunch of pretenders, sit there and look at me that built my own giant media empire that reaches billions of people every quarter, and you sit there and look at us and say we're pathetic, when DrudgeReport.com, new research study out today, is number one in the world and dwarfs the top 10 media companies combined. InfoWars, according to Quantcast, dwarfs the New York Times, dwarfs the Washington Post. But I don't dwarf the top 10 at the same time like Drudge does. And guess what? I love the fact that Drudge is so much bigger than us. It makes me feel so good to know that there are other people out there walking point in this dangerous situation. And again, they claim MSM is really number one, but they actually have to admit later that, well, Fred's number one because ESPN and MSM have a database of emails and fans. That's how they claim it's bigger. But when you get the total news coverage, Drudge is bigger than Fox News, New York Times, BuzzFeed, all of them combined. And they do weird stuff to us at Quantcast and at all these other things. They just delist us. They just don't even show us. It's a blank until we bitch at them. Then they post it back up, and a day later take it back down. Because I guess taking us out of the winner's circle makes us not be winners. I was talking to one fellow who I know pretty well who was the host of a major survival show. And they make him sign a contract that it's all entertainment. And when he won, they said, well, it's not politically correct because you're a white guy from Texas. We're not going to give you the win. And he said, okay, he just took the money. But that's how this whole thing works. It's really wild to just actually be in the Google Analytics and to see yourself bigger than all of them and then to have them sit there laughing at you and thumbing their nose at you and telling you you're a loser. And again, this isn't about InfoWars. It's about the fact that these people are all about rigging everything, and they wonder why they're a shadow of their former selves. It's because they're so discredited. No Don Lemon, no New York Times, no CNN. Trump's not lying when he comes out and says 3 million illegals voted. They've got studies going back years showing that, and we showed them last hour. But let's go ahead and go to Don Lemon.
I think that in journalism, our role is not to be stenographers. Our role is to be watchdogs, and we have to provide that kind of accountability. And I think when a president or anybody else says something that is verifiably, empirically false, then one has to call him out on it.
Yeah. It's tough to call the president of the United States a liar because you want to respect the office. But I think it does a disservice to the American people and even to the president and even to, you know, journalists, not to call it what it is, and it is a lie.
It is a lie. No, you are verifiably and empirically a fraud that works for a known organized crime syndicate known as CNN, run by criminal elements of the Central Intelligence Agency. Gore Vidal, before he died, wrote about the fact that he'd be at CNN, and they would have CIA section chiefs there running the organization and basically trying to censor him. This is disgusting. I mean, Anderson Cooper's been CIA for 20-something years. What are you doing in the media? People are like, oh, there's no CIA in the media. Really, Obama signed a piece of legislation, the NDAA for 2017, a month ago. It said the CIA will be over the Board of Governors of the FCC through the State Department and will spend hundreds of millions of dollars countering disinformation in America. 3 years ago, they changed the federal law so the CIA could engage in domestic propaganda. You want me to pull up Foreign Affairs, the Washington Post? Oh, but the CIA is not involved. They go, Alex Jones is discredited. He says Anderson Cooper was CIA. Well, he only worked for him previously. Oh, I see. He only worked for the CIA previously. Thank you for explaining to me how all that works. I really appreciate that. Oh, he's really discredited. Anderson Cooper only worked for him before. Oh. And then with no journalistic background, just comes in and reads off a teleprompter. Alex is discredited, too. He said Trump would repeal Obamacare, and now he started doing it. See, all we do is deliver. All we do is tell the truth or die trying. And whenever we make mistakes, we come and tell you. And we make them routinely on little stuff. And most of the time, I report something that's smaller, and it was actually bigger. Just like I was saying last week, $1.3 trillion out of the stock market. Well, I'm sorry, by the time I was saying that, it was 1.7. By Monday, it was 2.1. It's now 2.2 trillion as of this morning. And Trump knows our only hope is to have a super bubble that beats this bubble to actually get industry back, stabilize things, and then to reorganize because they were meaning to pop the bubble about now, even if Hillary got in. And they had a class war. He's trying to stabilize all that. I'm not a friend of bubbles, and Trump's not either. But he understands that they've doubled down their betting on this because it's our only hope, folks. We've all got to hire. We've all got to expand if we want to try to beat these people. In fact, that's why I'm going to expand. I'm going to hire more. I'm going to double down, do everything I can, because This is the prosperity the people need to absolutely discredit crony capitalism and collectivism. We're going to be right back after this quick break, and I'm going to get into so much more on the economy, you name it, and the latest CNN propaganda piece that is unbelievably deceptive. Stay with us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
The lady of the night. Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central. Sunday, I'll be here the Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. But not Trump and God always delivers in the darkest hour. And Trump said, my gut told me he was for real. And he's just over-delivered 7 days, and it is incredible. Even the establishment admits that it is a lightning war against them. It is truly beautiful. Later, I'm going to be breaking that down. We also have David Knight, host of the fourth hour, Roger Stone popping in with new information in the third hour. And I do intend to open the phones up as well later in this hour into the third hour. I want to start tackling the CNN piece in the next segment because it's so deceptive. And again, it's bigger than just, oh, look, they're lying about illegals voting. They're trying to delegitimize Trump's election. They're trying to overthrow the U.S. via globalism, where you bring in outside groups, have them swear allegiance to your political party and your corporate socialism, and then you conquer the nation. That's what the plan is from the U.N. That's what Peter Sutherland, who founded the EU and runs the U.N. Migrant Council, says they're doing. And that's where they miscalculated, was admitting their plans. And Trump knows all about this. Dr. Jerome Corsi has known him well for 40-plus years, worked with him in business and in banking. And, of course, he also worked for the State Department, a bunch of other things. And he just says, Alex, let me assure you, about a year and a half ago, I wasn't questioning Trump. I was talking to him off air and on air. He said, let me just give you a newsflash. Trump knew all about this when he was a young man, before you were born. And I pressed him and others, and I did some research off what I was told and talked to some other people, and they said, listen, Trump has been waiting his entire life for this. Trump is basically beyond a John Bercher. Trump knew about all this when he was a little kid. And then later in life, was heavily immersed in it in New York City and has been sitting there watching all these people the whole time getting ready. You don't just think the enemy has sleeper cells, do you? I love it! It's crazy! And here's the good part. The minute he turned sideways on us, we know he got compromised, but it's not going to happen. He's so pig-headed, it's beautiful. He's ready for him to kill him. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He told the Secret Service, I don't care what you say, I'm getting out and walking down Pennsylvania Avenue. You see him like tugging him, trying to make him get back in. He doesn't care. He wins if they kill him. He wins if they don't. The only way he loses is if he doesn't deliver. And I said, I will believe in Trump if he delivers or dies trying. And you know what? He is going to do it or die trying. And you know what? I'm not going to get into the conversation that with Trump. I'm just going to stop right there because it becomes a diversion. But let me just tell you. You wouldn't have these discussions with people if you weren't 100% real. And I've made the joke, like, hey, it's like Donald Trump White House is Alex Jones White House, but it's the other way around. He was around before me. He just had a different way of doing it. I'm not the only person that doesn't like the New World Order. I was 18 years old and didn't like it when I was in college and decided to fight it right away. So I did what I've done in 20-something years. Twice 25 years. With Trump, he has had the super long game, which is the definition of intelligence. Long, patient planning that's executed is the essence of world building. And I'm telling you, I, from researching things, I need to write a big article about the real Donald Trump, just so people know, because I'm sure of it now. He was hiding in plain view, because I don't have any, I'm not enamored with power, everybody knows that. I can't stand sycophants and globalists and pomp. He only did all the pomp and stuff so that they would think he was one of them as camouflage the entire time. This guy is uber smart. He's that rare mix of genius and will, but also he's got the Joker in him. Trump is the big Joker. He's the big, 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 big magic elf everybody's been waiting for, folks. Santa Claus came to town, ladies and gentlemen. He's been making a list. He's naughty and nice. Been marking it twice. So this is the war, and it's crazy. And I'm done talking about that. When we come back, let me tell you, it's an exciting time to be alive, though. And the enemy's pulling all the stops, too. But they are squirming, they are scared, and they don't know what to do. But the jolly old elf hit the scene, and they are crapping their drawers. All right, we'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. And we're going to come back and break down the CNN piece and more and his war on the media. No, it's his war on him and America. He's only fighting back. They can't stand that. When they attack us, we attack back. They go, I have free speech. Yeah, I have free speech to counter you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready. With Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And then last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, the New World Order pyramid is in deep trouble. Once we expose it, the top-down control system is game over. Donald Trump is overthrowing the New World Order. Donald Trump, with your backing, is the wrecking ball that's being taken to the tyrannical planetary regime. Move over. That's right. I want to open the phones up. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. So posted in an article from CNN, while other outlets fact-check Trump, InfoWars provides alternative facts. And I was actually watching this yesterday and saw them attack me. The video clip was a shorter clip where we're not in there. But the point is that they're coming after us all over the place, again, saying we're putting out alternative facts. That's a Conway quote. not the best word to use, but we don't believe known liars. We go out and do our own research. That's the response to them calling us fake news, conspiracy theorists, all this. It's not working anymore. Truth, trust, and Trump. They're trying to erode the trust in Trump when they have no trust. And his lowest Rasmussen poll, as well as Gallup, was 41 and 43, respectively. Rasmussen and Gallup now have him sitting, ladies and gentlemen, at 59 points. And that's using a sample that skews towards Democrats. People go, how do you know that? I've studied polls. I've paid for polls to be commissioned. I've said, I want a straight poll done by big companies. They go, we're not doing it the way you want. Or we're not working with you. Republican and Democrats, they want a closed shop of information, a monopoly of info, and they're panicking because Trump is smashing all of that. Trump is destroying that. So let's go ahead and go to this first clip here that I've been mentioning. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. There's so many to get to, but this deals with Trump and the media. Here it is.
They're very hostile. These are very hostile people. These are very angry people.
But they also colluded against you in the campaign.
Yeah.
And my question to you
is... Well, they're very dishonest people. The media is very dishonest. I've been saying it. I say it openly.
I said journalism's dead, so we agree.
Never dead, but they're very dishonest people. In many cases, hey, look, you have some very honest ones, but I get stories that are so false and so dishonest.
Martin Luther King's bust.
I wish, they said Martin Luther King's bust was taken out of the Oval Office by me.
It's there.
So, see, that's a very serious charge, because they're not saying the bust is taken out. What they're saying is that I'm a racist. That's what they're saying. That's a very serious charge. Then it turned out the bus, I got very angry at my people. I said, who took that bus stop? Because I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And they said it was never moved. It was in the same exact spot. It was never moved. I said, how could they say it? A reporter said that it was taken out. But that's a very, very serious charge, because that's a racist charge. Then when it was revealed that they were wrong, nobody even talks about it.
That's right. And when they say that no one was there and show a shot of when the gates first opened for the inauguration, he comes out around and he says they're lying. That's a big deal to have like North Korean style media. And they go, oh, stop bitching. No one was there for you. I was there. It was full. You go to the gigapixel shot CNN has on their own page and it shows the whole thing jam packed. And Don Lemon comes out and says, no, he's a liar. He had a small crowd. Don Lemon has no viewers. But he has this weird little arrogant con artist face so that the rest of the con artists at CNN go, oh, look, this con artist will con them. Let's just keep doubling and tripling down. So let's go to this next piece dealing with Trump. This is where they claim that while other outlets fact-check Trump, InfoWars provides alternative facts. Now, again, alternative facts like university study, Old Dominion University, George Mason University, concluding that upwards of 2.8 million illegals voted and swung key elections in 2014. And then they've come out again in the Washington Times today and said they found, just in a limited sample, 800,000 illegals voting. And then you've got their own internal memos, and you've got Bloomberg, and you've got AP, and you've got Politico. Here it is. I'll show you. Illegal immigrants could elect Hillary. How non-citizens decrease Republican chances of winning the White House next year, and how? The Electoral College is done off census, just like it is in Leviticus in the Old Testament. It's off the census, they number the people, and then you get that number of electoral votes in your state for how big your population is for House members, even if those people don't vote. And then that is also counted up for the number of electoral votes you get representing voters. And so that's how it counts as millions of extra votes in California alone of how Hillary won. There's more than 3 million illegals, admittedly, in the population of California. It's more than 4 million just the last decade confirmed there. And so there's the votes right there in the California Electoral College numbers that went for Hillary and not Trump. Because that's how they condense the individual votes. what he's saying is way low. It's 7, 8, 9, 10 million on the conservative side, not 3 million, Mr. President. It's a bombshell. Because we're only looking at the admitted 20-something million dead people still on the rolls and, you know, 10-something million illegals on the rolls and going, well, how do you prove it? You know what? You know, the Democrats are trying to get them to vote. We know this is going on. I mean, I don't want to harp on this all day, but this is critical because he's got an investigation going into all this. And the Republican Party doesn't want this information out there because they want Trump to be defeated. They're globalists. And so they're hoping all this doesn't come out. Well, we're going to make sure it does. And our beautiful audience is going to make sure it all comes out because this is what's going on. And Trump's been proven right again. Let's play part of this CNN piece. Here it is.
Welcome back to Reliable Sources. I'm Brian Stelter, live from Washington, D.C.
Back it up. Let's do split screen. Reliable sources, everything. We're reliable. Like a white truck pulls up at the playground. He goes, we have free candy. We have puppies. We have comic books. That's the equivalent, you know, to kids of Reliable Sources. Oh, look, there's a puppy painted on the side of the truck. Oh, hi, come on in the back of the truck. Come on, America, come in here so we can strangle you, enslave you, control you. Look at this guy. Look at who they've got to hire to be traitors now. I mean, does that guy look like he's a chump or what? But then he acts like a big, fat chump. Oh, thanks for joining us here on Reliable Creeper Van. It should be called here on Reliable Rape America Van, here on Reliable Creeps. We've already gang raped you hard. We're not done. We take you, but put these handcuffs on, and we'll go easy on you. Listen, put the handcuffs on, he's saying. So let's go back to put the handcuffs on, and everything will be okay. That's the name of the show. Not Reliable Sources. I'm going to sit here and decipher the whole thing. Here, let's start over. I just pumped the dog look guy. Here it is.
Welcome back to Reliable Sources. I'm Brian Stelter, live from Washington, D.C. today.
Don't stop again. Back it up again. I'm Brian Stelter. I stilt the facts, and I'm a con man. We're manipulating you in Alex Jones' opinion. Here, look at this guy. I guarantee you, this chump can't get women if he tried. $1 million on it. I mean, he's got a CNN job, his little nerd tie, all of this guy's a punk. This guy's an anti-American rat. This guy's an enemy. Let's go back to him.
Welcome back to Reliable Sources. I'm Brian Stelter, live from Washington, D.C. today.
Let's finish up. He can't even read off the teleprompter. I'm live in D.C. D.C. today. I'm in D.C. That means I matter. I'm in D.C. I'm big. I'm mommy. Look at me on TV. I lie for the big foreign Chinese government. Sorry. Let's back him up again. Start from the beginning. Sorry.
Welcome back to Reliable Sources. I'm Brian Stelter, live from Washington, D.C. today.
Back it up. Get it out. It's D.C. District of Criminals, get it out. He's the real man. Look at him. He's got his eyes kind of narrow. Like, I'm a CNN reporter. Whoa. James Bond. No one can stop him. Powerful, manly, strong. He will teach you. Let's go back to Mr. Stilted on CNN. Here it is.
Maybe you do too.
Here's the psychology. I've got real issues with Trump. Maybe you do, too. Maybe you're like me. Only folks you're getting is people that are near brain-dead nursing homes, bro. I was in one today. Come to me. Oh, maybe you feel like me, too. I mean, when you hear somebody going, oh, it's just all these tricks they use. Here, let's just go back to him.
Deny reality on a daily basis.
Back the whole thing up. I got to start from the beginning. Deny reality on a daily basis that Hillary was invincible and could never be beaten and was 50. CNN had polls where she was 50 points ahead of Trump. How the hell is that possible? Look at that little smiley punk face. All he's got is a little con man face. Like, can't even do it. That's what you see when you're chained up in the basement. The door opens. Here it comes. Let's continue.
Welcome back to Reliable Sources. I'm Brian Stelter, live from Washington, D.C. today. All I have today are questions. Maybe you do, too.
All I'm going to do is lie all day. I don't have questions. It isn't a question. He comes right out and says, it's verifiably a lie
that this is all scientific. He opens up an area of your brain that's of questions where you're open and looking. And then he tells you he's absolutely a fraud, lying to you constantly. All of this is written by psych warfare chiefs, little chicken neck psychiatrists behind the scenes, flapping their fingers, you know, hoping to screw America over because they'll be manly someday if they can just dominate those big men they see at the grocery store and driving those big trucks. They scare them. So, if I can just dominate the other men on the modern battlefield, hear me type like they do. Here you go. Because they're so scared. Oh, God, the Midwest, maybe I've got guns. Oh, my God. Just all of it's about they're manly, they dominate us, they're tough, they're cool, they're smart. Because the real men don't want to dominate anybody. We're so dominant we can't even handle all the victory. Meanwhile, being run over by parasites like you. Everything he says is to hurt you and your family. Here, back it up from the start again. I'm sorry.
Welcome back to Reliable Sources. I'm Brian Stelter, live from Washington City, D.C. today. All I have today are questions. Maybe you do, too. Will President Trump deny reality on a daily basis? Will he make up his own false facts and fake stats? If so, what will the consequences be?
What will the consequences be for the president? They mean the American people that elected him. It's all about consequences. What do we do? How do we impeach him? How do we destroy him? Let's continue.
Give up trying to fact check? Is that the goal?
Give up trying to fact check. That's because you've already given up. We already hate you. We already know you're a fraud. We're just putting a tombstone on the pile of manure. Go ahead.
Down to wear us out.
Impossible.
What will you...
See, wear us out. They're trying to... Hell, what I tell you? They're trying to break our will and wear us out. Do I look worn out, boy? You look worn out. I bet your family are a bunch of soft, cowardly, ugly-looking people. I don't mean that to be mean, but you know what? You want to wear us out? You look like a pile of dishonorable trash. People like you didn't found this country. You can't fight your way out of a wet paper bag, scumbag. It's why you went and found the most evil organization you could and groveled to it. Because weak people grovel at the altar of evil. Well, guess what? I don't. And I see you. Continue.
But home trust. Who will you trust? Is this all accidental?
Who will you trust, this little creepy son of a bitch? Or your own gut and reality? Continue.
Or is the Trump administration creating confusion and sowing division on purpose?
Everything he says is what they're doing. Creating division, sowing distrust, that's in the WikiLeaks. How do we keep them desperate? How do we confuse them? The answer is cultural warfare. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the official WikiLeaks. So everything he's telling you, he now puts in a teleprompter that Trump's doing. Trump, we're unifying red blood as Americans, coming together of every race, color, and creed for innovation in life. We need to all hire each other and work with each other and be loving and believe in God. Meanwhile, Trump's trying to divide us. Here comes a million women screaming he's an effing white male. All whites are bad, funded by this guy's bosses. Continue.
The idea to force voters to choose between the reporters and the commander-in-chief, to cast doubt on the media so much that you just give up and trust nothing.
Pause again. Oh, yes, you just give up and trust them. Don't give up, our few final viewers. As the Gallup poll goes up for Trump, don't give up. Come back to us, because that's all there is us. That's all there is CNN and Joker Boy reading off somebody else's teleprompter writing. Don't give up. Stay with us. To believe in hope, unity, that's all we push is disunity, but it doesn't matter. Just don't give up. Continue, please.
Is Trump gaslighting us? Trying to manipulate?
Oh, hit pause again. Oh, my God. We have introduced the term in modern culture of gaslighting. It's when somebody punches you right in the nose and tells you they didn't do it. They tell you Obamacare is free when it's not. They tell you Hillary's going to win. She's invincible when she was way behind. They tell you she's in the best shape of her life when she's dying. That's called gaslighting. It's called telling you that there aren't any IRS agents or penalties for Obamacare. Continue.
Make you doubt your own eyes. Does he know what gaslighting means?
Hit pause. That we don't have our own eyes. He's sitting here saying what I was saying 20 years ago. You can see through them. You got your own eyes. You know, they're a pack of liars. We're going to stop them. They're going to build a world government. They're going to go after our families. Then they did everything I said. See, here's the difference, bro. We're right. You're wrong. What we say comes true. What you say doesn't. See how that works? I don't read off a teleprompter, little man. Keep going.
Here's another question. Will Trump's staffers lie for him? So Sean Spicer remembers saying this.
Hey, pause. 3 weeks. Here's another question. Will they lie for him? Implying he's this big liar and wants them. Here's another question. Is Trump raping his wife? Do you rape your wife often? Here's another question. Will they lie for him? There's no lying. He's bulldozing over your whole criminal unconstitutional agenda, withdrawing out of TPP, you name it. He's delivering. Your answer is, will they lie for him? Keep going. Stop. That's them trying to get them to curry favor, saying to Spicer and others, we'll make you big stars in MSM. We'll make you big stars in mainstream media, in dying downstream media. Come to us. Come to the island of harpies. Come to the siren song. Come to us on the river Styx. Get on the boat with Charon. Come to the loving land of dead media. Oh, never mind the skeleton faces. Just come as we fall and fail. We'll pat you on the head in a bubble in D.C., make you feel like you're powerful. Trump's biggest problem is going to be infiltration and blackmail by globalists into his operation. That's going to be his main problem. And he will need a Praetorian Guard of people watching to stop that. Skip the break. I want to cover this. This is too important. Let's continue.
The one thing that whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, you have your integrity. I may tell a reporter I can't comment on something or, I'm not able to discuss that. But I've
never pause again.
And I don't think.
Should we play Gibbs saying he was told a lie about the drone program that had existed for 5 years and say it didn't exist? Because you're the ones that have this whole history of being discredited. Then they cut out of context to Spicer saying, I have my integrity. I may not comment on something. And then they're implying he's already lying. See? Let's go.
And I don't intend. I would argue that anybody who's an aspiring.
See, they're trying to imply that Spicer's already lied. They've asked him about aspiring people and how they should be successful. He's telling them just about the code of ethics. They're implying this is a code of ethics because of Trump lying. So the first thing he does is, again, lie to you, all because he has a head that looks like a donkey's wee-wee. Okay? And so that's his credibility. Here it is.
Communicator, adhere to that. Because if you lose the respect and trust of the press corps, you got nothing.
You've got nothing, he says. So does Spicer have anything? Has he squandered all of the goodwill he's built up over the years? Or is it a chance to repair this relationship? Can he win back his credibility?
All right, pause again. He's saying Trump doesn't have credibility, which he has total credibility with people that are thinkers. His support is expanding as he delivers his agenda. But this little nobody says, as if he's the authority up here as the big mommy dictating reality, will he win back his credibility? Will Trump, will Spicer, will you? You've been discredited when they're the ones that have been discredited. Again, everything he says is about himself. Everything he says is a fraud. Continue.
This is all about credibility, after all. Take a look at what else Sean Spicer said. Again, this was a David Axelrod out at a university 3 weeks ago. Axelrod asked a very important question.
Would you quit if you were asked
It's not a question. I can't. I don't think any communicator worth their salt can go out and tell a lie. You can't do it. I think it's one thing for a surrogate to say something, and again, I'm not by any means advocating that. I think you have to. You can spin the way you want, but I think to go out and tell an all-out lie is something that's just not acceptable.
Well, now let's stop. They say, can Trump and everybody win back their credibility? Trump's a big liar. Trump's a deceiver. That's what Don Lemon and all of them are saying is the talking point. Then they ask Spicer, who's being real with them, hey, would you ever lie? And he says, no, I wouldn't. So it all implies that Trump is there lying. What are you doing going to all these events because you're a journalist and now you want to be cool in the journalism world? You're going to be cool, Spicer, by being as far away from them as you can be. It's uncool to be in all these clubs of really traitorous scumbag people. InfoWars is super successful and dominant because we are not of their system. In fact, let's play Gibbs right now. Here it is.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
Wow.
And so I would get a question like that, and literally I couldn't tell you what major asked, because once I figured out it was about the drone program, I realized I'm not supposed to talk about it. But here's what's inherently crazy about that proposition. You're being asked a question based on reporting of a program that exists.
Right.
So you're the official government spokesperson,
exactly,
acting as if the entire program, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Right. Yeah.
I think in many ways, and I think what the president has seen, and I have not talked to him about this, so I want to be careful.
Right.
This is my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think what the president has seen is our denial of the existence of the program, when it's obviously happening, undermines people's confidence overall in the decisions that their government makes.
Think so? So here's the deal. You've got a whore media. That's not fair to whores. You've got a traitorous sellout media that will tell any lie and do anything that is totally destroyed in a general election, shooting everything they've got at Trump and the American people and failing. And then they have the chutzpah, the bravado, whatever you want to call it, the arrogance, the hubris, the just crazy double-down confidence game to then say Trump's done all this when Trump got elected being brazen and telling the truth and being naked in what he believes and being teleprompter-free for almost all of his campaign. That's what they want. So you turn it all around after all your sellouts and all your lies and bring in the new press secretary weeks before he's in office, this was from 3 weeks ago, and say the gotcha question, would you tell lies for Trump as if Trump's a liar? I'm done with the piece. It just gets worse from here. I mean, these people are just absolutely despicable liars. And by the way, those aren't even strong enough words. These people are trash. I mean, these are empty, horrible people that would do anything the powers that be told them. They're very dangerous people. These are your family's enemies. They want to make you poor. They see you as bitter clingers. They have it out for you. It's their ego. They're better than people. And they get off on Obamacare to impoverish you and call you dumb effers and thank God you're so stupid. Ha, 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 like a bunch of Skeksis laughing. And that's all over, jackasses. They'll still be evil fighting good, but humanity standing up. Feel it? You've been attacking a sleeping humanity. And boy, you were really proud of yourselves as the Lillipullies, weren't you? But you're just that, a bunch of little nobodies. So get ready. I hope you enjoy it, because humanity and liberty is rising. A few points here I got to hit. We are offering a deal we haven't offered in 6 months. We'd only do this a few times a year max. 25% off all Alexa Pure Pro water filtration systems that cut all the garbage out to like 99999999. Very best gravity fed systems out there. Simply amazing. And their air filter, that's the real game changer. I had units that were $800 a piece in my house. This is as good or better. It's how good the technology is getting. I bought those 4 years ago. I bought these starting last year. Its specs are amazing. Basically runs forever. Got to clean them out periodically. It is so incredible. We have the air filters and the water filters 25% off. It's $149 for the air filter, $147 for the water filter. Similar air filters are $500 now. The price has gone down. It used to be $800. Similar water filters are still $250, $300. Ours is $147. Blows away the competition. Blows it away. Again, I didn't have water filter sponsors for 3-4 years because there weren't enough good ones. We now have some really great sponsors, but I use personally InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 10% off on our flagship product, DNA Force. We've also got the sellout of That's About to Happen and Supermail Vitality. Free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you can also get 10% off. There's a lot of specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And it's free shipping on orders $50 or more, 10% off with AutoShip. And finally, Solutions from Science has the next generation PPX model available. This new model of amazing solar generator has 60% more power. You can charge or run most of your electrical devices. It can jumpstart 10 buses in a row. Solutions from Science PPX allows you to create your own private power grid at your home or even a remote location. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. If you do buy one right now, you'll also get a coupon code Alex to check out. They'll give you a second energy unit free. That's privatepowergrid.com. Second one free. Privatepowergrid.com.
Visit GCNLive.com today.